In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept Diana Nyad from making the 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. And for the past year, the world-class open ocean swimmer and host of The Score, normally heard here at this time on KCRW, has been planning to try again at the age of 61. I'm Matt Holzman, and I've been keeping KCRW listeners up to date on Diana's dream. Last week, Diana finally announced that after raising hundreds of thousands of dollars and arranging every tiny detail from current and tide analysis to shark attack prevention and training hundreds of hours in the ocean, her dream would be postponed until next summer. The delay in getting visas for the swim has allowed the weather window to close. Welcome back. It's nice to see you
again. Thank you. Great to see you.
How long have you been away?
It seems forever. People have been gone for longer than I've been gone. But Matt, I left here on August 18th. And so it's just really been a couple of months. But I actually forgot what car I drive. Somebody called me last week in Key West and said, hey, you're not home. Can I borrow your car for a couple of days? I said, what car do I drive? Where is it parked? I can't remember. So I was so immersed, literally, in that experience.
Literally
and
figuratively,
I kind of forgot this life all the way around.
What was the water temperature when you left Florida?
77, chilly. You know, that's the day I cried the first tears when I went in the water about 10 days ago and it had gone below 80 and I actually felt a chill on the skin when I went in.
Right.
And I did a 4-hour swim that day and I was shaking visibly by the end. So that's when we knew. It was over. You know, we're talking about swimming for 2.5 days nonstop. The mental, the will can overpower almost anything. The waves are too big. You swear a few times, you get through them. Jellyfish hurt like heck. You swear a few times, you get through them. The hours go longer than you thought. You just hang tough. But the cold, there's no mental that can get over that.
Right. You can't wear wool socks while you swim.
You can't wear anything. You're just naked to the sea.
I imagine after all this planning and all the people who are kind of watching and your great desire and all the money that's been spent and all the waiting, that there must have been a desire or maybe just the pressure to just say, I'm going to get in the water and try it.
There was a point, Matt, I admit. I have to look at my journal, but it felt like it was maybe about 2 weeks ago when I was losing hope on the winds and the core group, we got together and I said, I just can't go home. I can't face that myself. I forget about everybody else. I just can't go home after all this. And my better sensed people around me said, you don't climb Mount Everest when the weather doesn't allow you. You can't do the swim.
Was there a group hug? I mean, what? How did you all walk away from that meeting?
Well, we had several meetings. And the last one, when we really packed up, we packed up the whole boat. We have a boat we train with down there. We got a storage center in the middle of Key West. We threw everything we've got down there, all our gear to be ready for next year, went to the marina. And then we were on the stern of the boat. And it was kind of the core group. It was the main people who had been with me all the time, all year. And we all got like in a little football huddle together and held each other and cried for a minute. And then we just reprised our mantra for this whole trip, which is onward.
You know, you said that one of the main goals of the dream in the first place was to feel relevant at 60. Do you, even having not accomplished the swim now and having it postponed until next summer, do you feel like you maybe accomplished that goal?
You know, I did. And you're hitting the nail on the head. That's what I need to do now. Whether it's on a personal level or other people getting involved, I need to look back and say, what was positive? What did I achieve? Age, that has become totally irrelevant now.
Right.
You know, that's what has become irrelevant in my life, whereas it was the looming, you know, darkness a year ago, 60. What have I done with my life? Oh, my God, am I irrelevant? And now I'm feeling like, I reached a level of conditioning, commitment, joy in being so engaged in my life and having other people, you know, write and tell me how engaged they are in their lives.
Well,
it was a high.
Then it seems to me that the point of this journey wasn't the swim, that you actually succeeded. That if your goal was to feel relevant, and you do, then you have succeeded in reaching your goal.
I think so. Well, you know, we're all complex people, and goals are multi-layered. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, if we really want to get zen about it, I think that the major goal, how does one feel inside to dedicate oneself to something, I did achieve that, and that feels good. But I still want to walk off that shore and walk up on that other shore. That's the athletic dream. And that's also deep inside the chutzpah to say, you know, I'm not going to go in the fetal position in a corner and cry. I did for about half an hour one day when it was just, you know, sort of bleak feeling that after all this, I was like dressed up and nowhere to go.
Right.
But I think it's important, you know, for me, it's important. It's another internal life lesson of, you know, I didn't get it this time, but it's in me and I'm going to get it.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Thanks, Matt.
A woman named Barbara Patrizzi posted a quote by Eliza Tabor on Diana Nyad's Facebook page. Diana could be the reincarnation of Tabor. She was a 19th century pioneer who was said to be, quote, an exceptionally attractive, extroverted tomboy with a vivacious personality. Tabor said, "Disappointment to a noble soul is what cold water is to burning metal. It strengthens, tempers, intensifies, but never destroys it." I'm Matt Holzman.